Do I really need that light on me? Maybe we can flick it off. Yeah, good. Thank you. I think we can all see in here. Well, it's good to be here amongst friends, and I'm going to mainly read my message this morning. We've heard the tame version. And I want to bring something that is not so tame, but I hope it doesn't offend anyone. I'll try to be a little louder. Oh, okay. The kids can go at this time. Just follow Christine if you don't know which way to go. How many of us have had a dream we believed in to be from the Lord? A dream so big that we haven't been able to tell our best friend, husband or wife. I mean a God-sized dream that only He could possibly fulfill. Mary was given that kind of impossible-sized dream that only God could begin to unfold. The meeting of Mary and Elizabeth is not just a simple story we have grown up on. Both had husbands who did not understand them. Joseph was ready to put Mary away, and Zacharias wasn't speaking to Elizabeth. She had a visitation, yes, which she had hung on for dear life. But just perhaps she, as a young maiden, had dreamed grand dreams, breaking the mold, nearly crazy dreams of becoming somebody, of getting out of the provincial, no-account place called Nazareth. After all, what good thing could come out of Nazareth? Maybe she had thoughts of getting out of the little backward off the beaten track town in Galilee. Even near Tzipori, how many been to Tzipori? Which is right next to it. Even Tzipori had more life and more going for it than Nazareth. She could have thought of going to live and work in Jerusalem in one of the aristocrats or one of the priest's homes who worked in the temple. Anything but get married to someone who had been chosen for her, an arranged marriage, who she didn't love, perhaps a widower, twice her age. Perhaps she would have been influenced by ideas traversing the trade routes, camel trains bringing new and unacceptable foreign ideas. Most likely she lived a sheltered life, but for the sake of the argument, she could have thought, why should I be like the other young women in my village who didn't necessarily want to automatically have 9 or 10 children, living an ordinary life and die in ignominy? Maybe she would have loved to have been a dancer like Moses' sister Miriam before King Herod's court. That's a stretch, but just for the argument. No, we all know she was a totally dedicated young lady from birth, had never been tempted by all those sinful and worldly tendencies and thoughts. She lived a tranquil life surrounded by adoring wise men, bearing gifts, and mustn't forget the absolutely docile animals, almost understanding that they were in the presence of greatness. Tongue in cheek. Perhaps I'm not speaking to the right crowd of people. None of you have ever been tempted with things too lofty, ambitious, prideful, self-seeking, sinful thoughts that come to me all too often for me to admit. Mary must have been ostracized by the sheer scope and audacity of her visitation, her dream. She was not married, and with an illogical, unbelievable story, former friends could have said about her, "There goes Mary with another one of her dreams. She's like the woman of Sychar at Jacob's well, probably couldn't go down to fetch water with all the old girlfriends. Most likely they were rolling their eyes, whispering under their breath on the street corners, avoiding Mary's every glance." Only Mary could say with any assurance what had happened to her. But now, that visitation was getting dimmer by the day. Did I really understand the message from the angel? Is it all worth it anyway? If this was really from God, I'd have favor with everyone, right? Even her own family must have been very skeptical about her and her story. Have you ever thought about the alienation Mary must have felt when she couldn't explain the things that had happened to her? I don't think she could hang out with the old girlfriends, the old crowd that she used to know. How she got pregnant without a plausible, coherent explanation. Meanwhile, up in Jerusalem's hilly country, perhaps Ankarim, the beautiful story of Zacharias and Elizabeth was unfolding. I'm suggesting that after the angelic visitation, everything from there went downhill. Elizabeth's husband wasn't talking to her anymore. One of those kind of husbands that doesn't want anyone to disturb him watching the nightly news, like me. Don't worry, I know the biblical count. You can be assured I won't stray too far. But there is something about people who have a dream. They are called eccentric, even ridiculed. They are generally pushed out to the fringes of society, considered weird. We have to agree that their dream was a whopper. Elizabeth was certainly being talked about by her relatives and neighbors, saying she was too old, whatever. The hurting are people who nobody understands. Many times they seek out someone who can understand them, someone with similar experience. When Mary together to compare notes and experiences, somebody that can fathom their loneliness, frustration, and need for fellowship. Something beautiful happens. Elizabeth's baby in her womb jumps at the sound of Mary's voice. Elizabeth was advanced in years, and there was many reasons for concern, but now there is reason for joy. New activity going on. Some have suggested that perhaps Elizabeth's baby had not moved much in 6 months. When Mary shows up at her door, the baby Yochanan, or John, leapt in his mother's womb. When two people who are pregnant get together with their dream, ideas, strategies are birthed. Sparks ought to start flying. Creativity and birthing process should begin. As someone who I've been inspired by lately, T.D. Jake said, "Don't hang around people who don't make your baby jump." God's choices can create conflict. You may be like the boy who was hired just to keep our boat afloat as we sailed upstream in the Niger River, who I talked about earlier, just a couple of weeks ago. Keep bailing. Don't let your boat of dreams go down. We should learn to accept God-given dreams and the conflict that comes with the package, as we know how God used Mary and Elizabeth with their dream to bring forth Jesus, the divine Messiah, and his forerunner, Yochanan the Baptizer. I don't know what kind of dream the Lord has given you. Don't let go. Even though you may be beyond your prime, your husband or wife may have left you, the Ministry of Interior may have given you your third notice to leave the country. You are a flawed vessel. Hang on and hold on. The Lord has a dream for you, and He will bring it to pass. He specializes in things thought impossible. Let's pray. Father, we bless You and thank You that You placed a dream in our hearts. And You did just like You did Mary and Elizabeth. And You fulfilled that dream, Lord. And we know that here are those that are hurting and have wondered what has happened to that dream that You've placed in their heart. And Father, we submit to You today to allow You to do Your own particular work in each one of us. We may be questioning You, we may be angry, we may be frustrated, but Lord, we pray that we will not lose sight of the goal, and that You are the goal, and that, Lord, You will fulfill those things that You've promised in Your time. We thank You for Jesus and His coming, and for that dream that was fulfilled in Mary's heart, that she became the bearer of the Messiah. We bless You that we can be found here today in fellowship, adoring the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Be with us, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.